Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
With Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, you'll find us on our socials at Radio X. Now, here's Toby Tarrant.
Hello, good morning. Friday, 8th of March, just gone 6:30. And I hope you're looking forward to your weekend. Now, we've had a morning.
Already we've had a morning.
We've had a hell of a morning. It is all kicking off. I don't really know where to begin.
Well, you were sat there. When I walked in, you were already in, sat there at a desk alone, looking a little bit, I'm going to say, a little bit forlorn and a bit lost.
I was.
Because there were certain important things missing for you.
Yeah. I'm going to level with you. If you want to tune out and go to a different show, I completely understand.
Right.
Because we have no show.
Such is the gravity of what's, you know, essentially missing.
We have got nothing. Look at this. Normally, I get in the morning and I jot down some notes on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Blank.
Completely blank.
Completely blank. I've got nothing.
What's happened?
I need to go through the headlines. Okay, first of all, International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Yes.
I sound like I'm glossing over it, but we're going to talk about it a lot more later on, and I've got an International Women's Day Platinum Hour special.
Very much going to pay tribute, in fact.
However, I am aware that at the moment, on International Women's Day, it's just myself, Dominic Byrne, and Captain Crapbeard.
It's raining men!
Not today, weather girls.
No.
Okay, it's not that kind of day.
Take a day off, ladies.
The one lady, lovely lady, in our Radio X Breakfast Show Lives this week is intern Bella.
Yeah.
Bringing some much needed decorum, elegance, class, and panache to proceedings all week.
As well as a dangerous animal quiz.
Yes.
Earlier in the week.
She brings decorum, class, elegance, panache, and a dangerous animals quiz.
That's it. That's the big five.
This happens, look, it's a rite of passage for every intern. That day is today. Intern Bella has overslept.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I can't judge. I missed an entire show when I was at Capital.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it was terrible.
What, slept through the whole thing?
Yeah.
Right.
When, wasn't big, wasn't clever, if my boss is listening, but went out drinking on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Might have been a Wednesday night. No, it was Wednesday night. Went out drinking on a Wednesday night. Some corporate do with Capital, which was a mistake because you can't even lie and say you weren't out drinking because everyone else was there drinking with you.
Yeah, you're bang to rights, really.
The last thing I remember doing is picking up the CEO of the company of the late that we were trying to impress.
Right.
Putting her on my shoulders, spinning around as fast as I could, and then accidentally falling over and body slamming her on the floor.
Right.
And she didn't end up investing.
No. It's weird, isn't it? What is wrong with these people?
And that was my cue to leave.
Yeah.
When there was an audible gasp around the room. I was like, right, I'm going to go.
I'll leave that there.
You can't do things in halves, can you?
No, well, I was new to Capital. I was trying to just make friends.
That's it. Make an impression, which you did, I guess.
So I went home very, very drunk.
Yeah.
Left my phone and wallet in the back of a taxi.
Ah, that would do it.
Got into my flat. I was on air at 4. It was about 2:45.
Oh. Right.
And I thought, I never don't wake up before 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll just use my natural body clock.
Right, you backed yourself.
So I just backed myself for a quick 45-minute kip.
That's it.
Fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Woke up. It was bright sunshine outside. I thought, that can't be good.
That's horrible.
And it was the whole day after.
I'd slept 9 hours.
No.
It was about midday.
That's terrible.
45 minutes into 9 hours.
Oh, dear.
And then I didn't have a phone.
Mm.
Couldn't even... If people had been calling me to find where I was, they hadn't got through to me. I had to go get my laptop out, go find an email from one of the bosses at Capital, where his number was at the bottom, walk down the road to a payphone with some spare change I had in my flat.
Oh, that's tragic.
To call him to say, I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah.
And then I donated a considerable sum to Globals Make Some Noise as an apology.
Right.
Yeah. But I opened that.
Yeah.
Because before I got shouted at, I said, I am so sorry. I'm going to donate to Globals Make Some Noise. But what happened was...
Before you...
Just get that in.
Yeah.
Lead with the donates.
Were they quite lenient with you?
They weren't happy.
They weren't happy, sure.
They weren't happy.
Okay.
I got a bit of a slapped wrist.
Mm.
And long story short, 6 months later, who was doing early breakfast on Radio X? So...
The plan worked.
So I had the last laugh.
Yeah.
In many ways. Sure, I got less listeners now and less money, but not the point.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm over it.
That's it.
I'm over it.
You sound over it.
So it's worth saying Bella the intern wasn't out last night until 4 o'clock
this morning.
She
didn't body slam a potential sponsor.
Not that we know of.
Yeah. I already know that you've forgotten why you were telling us that story.
Oh, yeah. Why was it? Oh, yeah.
Bella.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Captain.
I already know that you've just gone on a tangent.
Good producing. Good producing.
Yeah.
So then... Without Bella, it's only when Bella's not here you realise how important, integral she is to the fabric of the show.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, there was no muffs on our mic.
Yeah.
But luckily, Captain found them.
He found the box. Well done.
Thank you.
But secondly, and this is why we've got no show today, she normally puts out the copy of the Daily Star.
Yeah.
And... I couldn't find the Daily Star anywhere.
Mm.
I went to reception, asked if they'd seen it. They said no.
Mm.
I walked around the desks at Classic and Smooth, and weirdly, it's gone from there. I didn't know that Dan Walker was using the Daily Star for a show. And without the Daily Star, I'm nothing. Mm. I'm a hollow shell of a man.
Yeah.
Even yesterday, Captain was telling me in the office.
Yeah.
Johnny was in. You know, he sits around that circular table, him and Gav.
Yeah.
And they go for all the papers. He went, where's the Daily Star? Where's the Daily Star?
Yeah, it's integral, isn't it?
Captain went, oh, Toby is probably in the studio because Toby used it. And what did he say?
What did he say exactly? It was something like him and Vin were talking about it. And it was like, of course Toby would need that to do a show. Or
right,
without the star, what is a show?
Yeah.
It was a line like that.
Gavin, at one point Gavin told me that Johnny went through a stage of refusing to use the Daily Star for a show because it made it too easy.
Right.
Too easy. That's where you live.
Yeah, I'm very upfront about this.
Can I tell you what happened when I walked in though, Captain?
Yes.
Yeah?
So I walked in, saw Toby. Toby's first thing to me was, there's no Daily Star. There's no Daily Star.
Yeah.
Oh, and Bella's overslept. Bella the intern was number two in that list.
So I was telling Toby it was about, 6:10. And I was like, okay, we don't have Bella now.
Mm.
And I don't know where she is. So there's every chance she's overslept.
Mm.
And then Toby did say, he goes, do you think she has the Daily Star?
We should ask her to pick up a copy on her way in.
I did say that.
Oh, did you say that?
He said, oh, great, Bella's calling me about 5 minutes before we went on air. And I said, ask her if she can bring the Daily Star. I've tweeted to all the other breakfast presenters currently on.
Right, have you?
I've tweeted, this is an emergency. Mm. We haven't got a copy of the Daily Star, and without it, we don't have a show.
Mm.
At Jenny Faulkner, Roman Kemp, Sean Welby, Chris Stark, Jamie Feakes, and Amanda Holden, Ashley Roberts, Dan Walker.
Right.
I've never met Amanda Holden, Ashley Roberts, or Dan Walker.
Haven't you?
Never met them.
Have you not? Okay.
No, never met them.
Wow.
So, weird first thing to tweet them.
Yeah, a little bit.
But in the meantime, we have had an update. Oh, do you know what?
Cool.
I'm going to share drive.
Oh, this is excellent.
Oh, classic radio.
This is good.
Well, not because I want to, but because we don't have a show. Yeah. So I need to drag this out as long as possible. I've got a Daily Star update, but first, Arctic Monkeys, Fake Tales of San Francisco on Radio X. The Undertone, Teenage Kicks on Radio X. Good morning, 6:45. If you just tuned in, tune out.
Right.
No, we can't.
That's not the traditional message, is it, from a radio station?
There's nothing to see here.
Right.
We can't really lead a link like that, I don't think.
Look, I've got no secrets from the listener, okay? We haven't got a copy of the Daily Star this morning, so we don't have a show, okay? So I completely understand if you want to go. I'd say who's got a Daily Star? Nick Ferrari, he'll have it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Give him a listen.
Yeah.
You just heard yourself there, didn't
yeah,
you?
I did. Yeah. So if you just tuned in, intern Bella has overslept. Mm. So we've got no intern. But that's by the by.
It happens, doesn't it?
She's only useful to me if she turns up with a copy of the Daily Star.
Yeah.
We haven't even mentioned what else happened this morning. At 6:27,
yeah,
you and I were just having a nice chat.
Yeah.
Probably about golf.
Yeah, it was.
We hear some thumping sound.
Mm.
Like, what's going on? Yeah. What's going on? Eventually, we look out and through the patio doors of the studio that we're in, Captain Crapbeard had locked himself out of the building as well.
Locked himself out.
My parcel's in here.
You were stuck in the hallway.
Stuck in the foyer.
At one point, we had no mic muffs, no intern, no exec producer, and no Daily Star.
I said to Toby, leave him there.
Yeah. We thought about it, but then I remembered that...
We need you.
We need you for the buttons.
That's bleak when you need me.
We need you.
That is bleak.
If it was down to me, you would have come in, sorted out the show that we were on air, and then locked yourself out again. I just needed you to get us through that.
And bring a copy of the Daily Star.
If you'd hammered on the door all day, I wouldn't let you in. But if you'd waved a copy of the Daily Star, I'd have gone, right, finally.
I also tried calling you, and that didn't work.
Oh, yeah, one missed call, Captain Crapbeard.
There it is.
Well, I'm very professional. I put my phone on silent.
Am I saved as Captain Crapbeard in your phone?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
And now, you know... Well, please, go, Tom.
Captain Chris for me.
Captain Chris.
So it's half and half, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I don't mind it.
I'm going to do the opposite of Dom and double down. I'm going to call you Crappy Crapbeard in my phone.
Oh, right.
Do you know what was interesting about saving you as Captain Crapbeard? Is because I got your number from WhatsApp when you'd WhatsApp me.
Mm. Yeah.
And when you save, it automatically puts their name. So I actually had to delete Chris to put Captain Crapbeard in. Well, I just thought, if Chris calls me, I'm going to go, who the hell's that?
Mm.
Well, it turns out, when you did call me as Captain Crapbeard, I ignored you then as well.
Didn't work. Three minutes till we start the show. Didn't work.
I tweeted some of the global breakfast presenters. Jenny Faulkner, Roman Kemp, Sean Welby, Chris Stark, Jamie Feeks and Amanda Holden, Ashley Roberts and Dan Walker. None of them replied. However, I have had a response on WhatsApp.
Oh.
From...
Go on.
Everyone's favourite radio presenter, the nicest person in the world, Jenny Faulkner.
Right, good.
Lovely,
okay.
Jenny.
I messaged her at 6:08. Random question. Have you got a copy of the Daily Star I can have?
Right.
She says, I do have the Daily Star. Is that your favourite? Can we have it back?
Okay.
So, what do we do here?
Now, does she wants it back during the show? Or
I assume so. I don't think she's taking it home for light reading.
No.
Well, you never know.
Knowing Jenny like I do, she doesn't seem like your typical Daily Star reader.
Not really.
No.
Could we borrow, like, do a lease deal for an hour or something?
Yes.
What do you think?
The thing is, it'd be nice to chat to her, but she's obviously doing a breakfast show at the moment.
Oh, yeah, she's live. She's live on Smith.
Yeah. Shall I send her a voice note?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send her a voice note.
All right, we're distracting her further now.
Mm. Oh, the microphone doesn't like my phone.
Oh, it doesn't like your phone.
I'm going to go away from the microphone. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, sure. Okay. Hey, football was good last night.
Football was awesome last night, wasn't it?
Hi, Jenny. It's Toby here. How are you doing? We're live on air, so please don't swear. Actually, it doesn't matter. We're on WhatsApp. Swear like you normally do. quick question. RE, the Daily Star. We'd love to have it. How long can we have it for?
It's
sort
X.
of like you get it for 5 days, we get it at weekends situation. Anyway, let us know because we'd love to have it. I appreciate you're doing a show at the moment and you need the Daily Star because the smooth listeners about the Daily Star are like, I don't know, Dominic Byrne without meth. anyway.
Don't say that in a message.
What? I can't say that?
No, not really. Not in the message?
No, saying it to Jenny's almost fine.
I'm still recording.
We're still on air.
Oh, we're still on air.
Oh, you're still on air, Toby.
Jenny, I've got to go.
Overall,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I imagine she'll play that out on air.
Yeah. Perfect, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Great. Right, well, we'll get hopefully a message back from Jenny in a sec. and hopefully get Dom some meth before he gets a bit antsy.
Yeah, apparently.
Kaiser Chiefs, Modern Way. Supergrass pumping on your stereo. Happy Friday. Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. He's back on Monday. So it's been a nightmare start to the morning. I hope your morning's going better than ours. The intern, Bella, overslept. Captain Crapbeard, the producer, managed to lock himself out of the studio. And yeah. Most importantly, there's no copy of the Daily Star.
Still.
Steve says, Toby, I don't know how you can stay so composed with all the shenanigans going on. Do you know, it is... The thing is, I'm a very understanding man.
Right.
But it is frustrating how often I have to be the professional voice of reason at That's this right. radio station.
That's it.
And I just think maybe some of you could look how I go about my business and learn from it. Lisa in Scarborough says, Toby, you've always got the story about the parrot.
That's course.
True. I have always got the story about the parrot. That's
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
It's Friday morning, just gone 7 o'clock. Toby Tarrant here in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, President Biden has warned freedom and democracy are under threat. He's used his annual State of the Union address to criticise Donald Trump's remarks on NATO and Russia.
History is watching. The United States walks away. It will put Ukraine at risk. The free world will be at risk, emboldening others to do what they wish to do us harm.
Posting on social media, Donald Trump hit back, saying the speech was an embarrassment and Joe Biden is to blame for a border crisis in the US. In other news this morning, women in politics have told us they're finding it increasingly difficult to avoid abuse.
Just opening up social media every day and seeing you're a fascist, you're a Nazi, you're an idiot, you know, you're a woman, get back to the kitchen, you don't belong in Parliament, that sort of thing. And there does often feel to be an element of misogyny behind it too.
Plus, Tory MP Dehenna Davison is amongst those speaking out against it this International Women's Day. Some MPs have been offered bodyguards as fears rise for their safety. There are warnings the UK will become increasingly reliant on allies because of a black hole in defence spending. A report by MPs says another £46 billion needs to be spent on it over the next decade. And Theresa May has announced her decision to stand down as an MP at the next election. The former Prime Minister has represented Maidenhead for 27 years.
Sport.
Liverpool thrashed Sparta Prague 5-1 in the away leg of the Europa League last 16 tie last night. Rangers got a 2-2 draw with Benfica. Brighton look all but out after a 4-0 defeat to Roma. West Ham lost 1-0 to Freiburg. Chelsea are into a fifth Women's League Cup final. They beat Manchester City 1-0. That was thanks to Lauren James's early goal. They will face Arsenal later this month. And England's cricketers have been dominated by India in the morning session of the final test of their series. Let's cross to Toby for a latest on the cricket.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going terribly, but two wonderful things have happened.
Okay.
So India at 281 for three. They've got a lead of 63 runs. We're getting absolutely battered. But Ben Stokes took a wicket with his very first ball after not bowling for months after a knee injury and a knee operation, which was amazing.
That's
and
good.
Jimmy Anderson's taken a wicket, which means he's on 699 test wickets.
Wow.
So he's going to take his 700th wicket in the most pointless match of all time, essentially.
Weather.
With eBay. Get your vehicle MOT ready with batteries, headlights and tyres.
It's going to be dry and sunny for much of the UK. The best of any sunshine will be in southern England and western Scotland. Temperatures up to 12 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
So, just before 7 o'clock, I sent Jenny Faulkner a voice note on WhatsApp asking if we could use her copy of the Daily Star.
Yeah.
Admittedly, during that voice note, I went on some unnecessary tangents. I'm sorry, for example, for accusing you of being, you know, a drug fiend.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I do regret that in hindsight. Anyway, I've had a response from Jenny. She sent me a voice message back. So we've got a Daily Star update from Jenny Faulkner.
I'm a bit confused why you're so desperate for the Star. I'm looking through the paper. Is there a story that you're interested in? Is it the keep your filthy hands off our sausage story? Is it gorgeous Georgina on page three? Or is it the cat story, the feline weird, pussies taking control? What is it? The paper's here. It's ready for you. We've used it. Our 6 o'clock hour was crammed with Daily Star content.
Oh, good.
See, but even in that little... That was just the first few pages of the Daily Star, and that's the stuff we're missing out on.
Exactly.
It's an absolute gold mine.
That's days of content for us.
That is manna from heaven. Yeah. Of all the days to not get the Daily Star.
Shall I run and get it from Jenny?
Yes, would you please go and collect the Daily Star from Jenny and say thank you and that we love her very much. Thank you. Right, now... I was going to tell you to go and listen to another radio station, but now that we've got a Daily Star... Oh, baby... Is there a show in store for you? This is Muse plugging baby on Radio X. Oh, yes. Dominic Byrne, look to your right.
Oh, look now. Look at the smile on your face.
Oh. Captain has gone to see Jenny Faulkner and she has picked up the Daily Star. Oh.
And the front page headline, Toby, is...
Keep your filthy hands off our sausage.
There we are. He's happy now.
Sausage lovers have hit the roof after swines at Costa cut back on the number of porkers in their £3.75 BAP, but kept the price the same.
I love it.
Full story. Now, this is the beauty of the Daily Star.
That's the story.
That is the story.
Yeah.
But it's on page 11.
I love the use of porkers. Nobody in real life calls sausages porkers.
Morning, Georgina. Right, there we are. Page 11, full story. The great sausage robbery. Costa furious, free bangers replace four on same price BAPs. It's exactly the same as on the front page.
Of course.
Just bigger.
But you're happy,
more?
Though.
Yeah. Is there any more to it?
Well, what I normally like...
There'll be a picture now.
A sausage storm is sizzling after... This is the first time I've read this. This is live news. Not to undermine your career.
Thank you, yeah. This is live news.
A sausage storm is sizzling after Costa Coffee cut the number of bangers in its brekkie baps from four to three without changing the price. They've said that three times now.
Yeah.
And they're going to say it a fourth time. Fans of the High Street Giants £3.75 pork sausage breakfast bap. It's like the writer, you know, at school when they said it needs to be 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So you just start writing longer sentences.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why.
Yeah. Slam the chain's chefs, who said it was furious because the fourth sausage kept falling out. That was their excuse.
Right.
Furious Paul Heyday wrote on Twitter, are you sure it's not a cheaper option? What was the size of the old sausage versus the new one? Again, I mean, we don't need to read any of this. Mm. Apart from, my favourite thing is, they pick three of their favourite stories for page six, which is The Star Says.
Right.
Sure enough, there's more about that story on page six. It's like one of those books where, you know, there's like alternate different endings.
Yes, that's right.
I've gone front page, page 11, now I'm going back to six.
Was it Goosebumps? Was that one of them?
Yeah, Goosebumps used to do it, R.L. Stine. Where are we? Oh, my.
Always credit the author.
Jenny's taken page six.
Has she?
No, she hasn't.
Jenny!
I'll be honest, it felt light. Didn't it feel light?
Jenny! It goes 1, 2, 3, morning, Georgina. 4, 7. Jenny.
She's playing with you.
She's done this on purpose.
If she's done this
100%.
Right, hang on a second.
This is sabotage.
Let me get my phone out again. I have to go away from the mic because it interferes. Hi, Jenny. Tobes again. Hope you're having a good show. Beggars can't be choosers, but can't help but notice that page 5 and 6 of the Daily Star is missing. Have you done that intentionally? Did you notice that page 5 and 6 of the Daily Star was missing? If you're keeping all the good content for your show, we're going to have a falling out, Faulkner. All right?
We're going to have a falling out, Faulkner.
Okay, there we go.
It's lovely.
Right. Well, do you know the most upsetting thing about that is we'll never hear more about that sausage story.
No, that is it.
Anyway.
No, that's a shame, isn't it?
Anyway, there's loads more. I've just seen something about Kim Jong-un. This is good stuff. It's the only newspaper in the world where there's a story about a Tyrannosaurus Rex right next to a story of Kim Jong-un.
Right.
They live next to each other on the same page in the Daily Star quite happily.
That's it.
Right, well, plenty more where that came from. We've merely dipped our toe in the Daily Star ocean there. I tell you what, the terrible business about that sausage.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah. What do you mean, the porkers?
Yeah.
Says no one ever.
Liam Gallagher and John Squire, Mars to Liverpool on Radio X. Liam Gallagher and John Squire. Two musical heavyweights.
Mm, very much.
And there's two heavyweights fighting in the boxing later.
Very good.
Come on.
Very good, Toby.
Come on. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
You're finding form.
We're here now.
Yeah.
This is radio. Come on. And we'll be talking more about that in just a few moments' time. Kings of Leon, the Buckets on Radio X. Can't wait for their new album. Oh, it's going to be lovely.
Can we just have some fun? That's what it's called.
Yes. Now, huge fight in the boxing this evening.
Mm.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou. Now, when Ngannou first announced he was going to fight Tyson Fury,
yeah,
I was very anti it. Because he's only ever been a UFC fighter. It was another one of those exhibition fights where I thought it was going to be a complete waste of time and it's just a complete money grab. It's in the Middle East and I thought, oh, I can't be bothered with this. And then he was brilliant against Tyson Fury.
Mm.
So tonight's going to be interesting because it's the first time in a long time that AJ has a chance to lay down a bit of a marker here. AJ won three times last year. He looked better in each fight. He absolutely dismantled Otto Wallin, which Fury struggled against. So it's very, very exciting, this fight. If AJ goes in there and puts on a clinic and knocks out Ngannou, then sends a bit of a message through the heavyweight division, especially with Usyk fighting Fury.
Where is it? Saudi Arabia?
It's in Saudi Arabia. Now, I've got a bit of a predicament this evening.
Mm.
We're out with our very lovely friends, Helen and Andy, who I love very much.
Right.
We're going out for dinner at 8:45. I know.
That's late.
I know.
Why is that?
I don't know. We're going bowling first. I said it like I'm upset about that. Basically, the reason we're eating so late is I wanted to go bowling.
Ah, I see.
So 8:45 is very late.
It is, yeah.
They're talking about ring walks around 10:30-ish tonight.
What, your friend's house or is this the boxing?
No, this is the boxing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
tend to enter the restaurant to theme music. Oh, Toby's coming. Toby's coming in for desserts.
Why is he shadowboxing next to a load of wonton?
Why is he wearing his dressing gown? So I'm hoping, because they're not staying at ours, they're going back home tonight.
Right.
So I've got to do that polite thing of like, oh, it's been so lovely to see you. You probably got a train to...
Yeah, oh, look at the time.
Oh, if I know the trains, which I think I do, yeah, you want to be getting home pretty sharpish, I reckon. But I've talked about this theory before, I think, when I've covered the kickabout. Mm. One thing that I will never understand about boxing, right? They always, in the weigh-in and the press conference beforehand, they all just say horrible things to one another. Mm. So if you and I were fighting, I'd say, oh, Dom, you silly idiot.
Yeah, and I'd probably call you a nincompoop.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'd have to be separated.
Yeah.
Right? I just think that's so stupid because they're very dangerous men. Look at the size of them both.
Yeah.
They could kill you with one punch, right? I'd go the opposite way. I'd just be lovely to them. Because you don't want to anger them before they get in the ring.
No, that's true.
I'd just check in on them.
So the right.
If we were fighting, I'd go, Dom. Oi, Dom.
What?
It's really important to check on your friends. Just want to make sure you're okay.
Oh, gee, I appreciate it. Yeah, likewise. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thanks very much. Anyway, see you in the ring on Friday. Well, may the best man win. Yeah. See? That's just better. Immediately, you're less likely to get punched hard in the face.
That's very, very true.
Like, if I was Anthony Joshua, I'd have sent him a basket of muffins.
Yes.
Just soften him up a little bit. Just soften him up.
Who's going to win?
I think AJ is going to continue his return to form.
Mm.
I think AJ wins inside six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we get the old AJ back, which we've seen signs of in the last couple of fights, he's been a bit punch shy the last couple of years.
Mm.
If he lets his hands go and he throws, and he throws combinations rather than hiding behind one jab at a time, if he doubles up his jab, I think AJ wins it inside six and sends a message to the rest of the heavyweight division.
Okay.
That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait. And then apparently, Dom, you're fighting the winner.
What?
Yeah. Pearl Jam, Even Flow on Radio X. Well, if you just tuned in, it's all been kicking off. Oh, it's all been kicking off. I came to work this morning. There was no intern. There was no Daily Star.
No. Oh, you were lost.
I was.
You were, really?
I was. I was a rudderless ship.
You were.
And Jenny Faulkner loaned us her copy of the Daily Star.
Mm, which was decent of her, wasn't it?
Well, it was decent.
Shouldn't have to
do that.
To that.
And we mentioned earlier about the fact that the front page news and the Daily Star, and this is why I need it, is that Costa customers are furious after a sausage was removed from the sausage bap.
Huge. Front page news.
Front page news. Yeah. The naysayers would say there's more important things happening in the world. Well, I think the Daily Star has their finger on the pulse of what's important. Thank you very much. So, yeah, Costa have kept their pork bap the same price despite removing one of the sausages. And, well, that caused uproar.
Up in arms, aren't it? Everyone's up in arms.
Debbie in Gloucester says, wow, when driving down to my hometown Plymouth, I always stop off at the Costa drive-thru and grab a coffee and a sausage bap. I've only ever had free porkers.
Oh!
You've been shortchanged all this time, Debbie. It's front page news.
Mm.
Does that mean Debbie's now going to get two porkers?
Well, possibly.
Or is everyone going to join Debbie in free porkerland?
I wouldn't say it.
Now, like a text here who has remained anonymous and quite right too. Controversial, but I agree with the chefs about sausage gate.
Right.
So the chefs were saying the problem was that basically when they put four sausages in the bap, one kept rolling out.
Yes, it was logistical.
Someone
problems,
said, saying controversial, but I agree with the chefs about sausage gate. Give me a solid constructed free sausage butty rather than a ropey four. Anonymous for fear of retribution.
Very wise.
No. 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 No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
What do you mean?
Because that's the beauty. When that sausage rolls out, you get to eat one sausage, just sort of a cappella.
Oh, okay.
Just no... Just,
that's
you just
it.
Eat
no
one,
backing. No, no backing band.
You just eat one pure sausage.
Right.
Right? That's the beauty of it. You have a free sausage bap and one sausage as like a side plate.
Right.
Right? So that person, I'm glad you stayed anonymous, otherwise I'd come and find where you live.
Yeah, gosh. I didn't realise you're so passionate about this.
I'm very passionate, but I'm not as passionate about that as I am about the Daily Star. Because then I went to go and read more about Sausage Gate, and I noticed that pages 5 and 6 were missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent Jenny Faulkner a message, and I asked her if she has got our pages 5 and 6 of the Daily Star. Would you like to hear Jenny's response?
Oh, what? These pages? Oh, I don't think you'd want these. I mean, the stories on here, I don't think they'd connect with a Radio X audience, if I'm honest. There's no mention of, you know, Oasis or Liverpool. It's all about AI, Spice Girls, and the Costa living crisis. I mean, if you want them, they're here. But I just thought, you know, I didn't think they'd connect with the X audience.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Well, we'll be the judge of that. This is professional sabotage. Don't you tell me what I can and can't make content out of, Jenny. Have you heard my show? There's nothing that I won't talk about.
Nothing's off limits.
We'll go as low as it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. I could get 2 hours out of Spice Girls and AI. I've done an hour and 40 out of the Daily Star.
Yes. You've teased the Paris story for 4 days.
But it's the concept of the Daily Star you've done it about.
Yes, not, that's
no,
it.
No content within the Daily Star.
Yeah.
Exactly. Imagine when I start reading the thing. What a show we can have.
What a show that would be.
Oh, man.
I'd love to hear that show.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that show. Problem is, it'll be 10 o'clock by then.
Yeah.
And then it's a request hour, and then it's Monday. Right, well, Jenny Faulkner, that's professional sabotage. You'll be hearing from a little thing I like to call HR. But right now, it's time for the record of the week. And I adore this track very, very much. Catfish and the Bottlemen are back, and it goes straight in there as one of my favourite tracks they've ever done. It's called Showtime on Radio X. Catfish and the Bottlemen, Showtime on Radio X. Love it. Record of the week. So, so good. Can't wait to hear the rest of the album. Now, it's International Women's Day today, so from 9 o'clock this morning, I'm doing a International Women's Day hour-long special of music, and it's so good. If I may say so myself. However, before that, we're going to basically set women back about 50 years because we're also going to play Pippa singing the new WhatsApp number over famous TV themes. So we're going to undo all the good work of the suffragettes with Pippa singing in a few minutes' time.
Radio X.
Vampire Weekend, A Punk. Toby Tarrant here in for Chris Moyles. He returns on Monday, but I hope he's had a lovely, lovely week off. Now, you may have heard at the start of the week, we announced that you can now contact the show via Twitter, via text, and now, for the first time, via WhatsApp as well. And people have been using it a lot.
Mm.
It's worked. So you can do... Sorry, I just ate some bacon and egg, which is why I'm... You need to swallow that. You can go on Global Player, and there's a link there to send a WhatsApp to the show. But also... there is a number that you can send a WhatsApp to. So save this in your phone, save this in your WhatsApp. However, to make it easier to remember, we asked the executive producer of The Chris Moyles Show, Pippa, to record her singing the number over some famous theme tunes.
That's it.
Because we just wanted to make sure that people could remember the number.
And it's a wonderful, it is a wonderful thing to listen to.
It really
as
is.
As well as being informative.
If you have dogs, cats, chinchillas, any animals, I recommend locking them out the room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whilst we play this. If you're driving, maybe pull over somewhere safe. So this is Pippa singing the new WhatsApp number over the Star Wars theme.
Strong, isn't it?
Yep. First time I've heard this.
Yeah.
And the last.
Well, that's it now, that.
I was going to say, she wasting time.
I was like, crescendo. I was really confused. I was like, because there was another like 15 seconds left. I was like, when's she going to jump back in on this?
Yeah,
she committed to that.
The first recording of that was a lot longer.
Was it?
Yeah. Really? I had to do an edit.
Right.
Really?
For our sake, the listener's sake.
Yeah.
Pippa's sanity.
I want to hear the 12-inch remix, personally. Yeah, do we have the roar of that still, Captain?
Somewhere.
15 years from now, can we put out the 15th anniversary version? Is that okay?
Yeah, the double LP.
Now, I know what you're thinking. That was great, but what does it sound like when she sings it over EastEnders? Mm. That's lovely. That's really lovely stuff.
I think that will stay with us.
Yeah, I think it will. I don't think it will ever leave any of us, to be honest with you.
No.
Oh, that's very, very pleasing. So there you go. If you want to get in contact.
Why don't you read out the number as well, just to make sure?
Just in case anyone didn't get it.
Yeah.
Just in case if there's anyone who didn't get it.
0330 333 100. Or as Pippa says...
And England cricket captain Ben Stokes has taken a wicket on day two of the final test in India. Toby has the latest.
Yeah, it's not going very well. It was looking briefly slightly less bad.
Right.
But now it's back to looking really bad.
Oh, is it?
India are 323 for three.
Right.
They lead by 105 runs with 7 wickets remaining. Here's the weather.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price. That's the eBay way.
Sport.
Dry with sunshine for most places. The best of any sunshine will be...
Oh, just hit another four.
The best of any sunshine is southern England and western Scotland. Temperatures up to 12 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dom.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Cheers, Dom.
Now, cheer up. Chin up, Tobes. Because Ben Stokes got a wicket, didn't he?
He did.
That's it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Do you know, that's the thing that... Look, I appreciate that the job that we do isn't remotely important at all.
No.
And I came to terms with that, well, the first day I did it. And I went, what, that's the gig?
Mm.
Yeah. And I appreciate that, you know, there's people out there like, you know, nurses, police, the fire service,
yeah,
the army,
hmm,
you know, people that actually contribute to society.
That's it.
You know, the one thing they never talk about with us, you know, us radio folk, is no matter what's going on in your personal life, you got to come in here.
That's it.
And act all chipper. And I'm sick of it. England are getting spanked in the cricket.
They are.
Why have I got to pretend that I want to be here?
Straight face.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
You hear me?
You tell him.
Right.
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
8:05, I'm here for another 1 hour and 55 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. This is Foo Fighters. This is our land. I'm joking. I'm fine. I'm fine. Thanks for checking, though. The Fratellis, Henrietta on Radio X. It is Friday morning. Good morning. Hope you're having a lovely week so far. Hope you've got a nice weekend ahead as well. Hello to Carl, who says, I hope I've got the right number, Toby, Dom and Captain Crapbeard. Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked out how to use the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Just like to say how much the show has improved since you got a copy of the Daily Star. Thank you. See? Now, for once, I've got something very interesting. Well, in my geeky little mind, anyway.
Mm.
So, Sophie Ellis-Bextor has had Sophie Ellis-Baxter? Bextor. Baxter?
Baxter.
Bextor. Yeah. Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
I wonder what you... I thought you were doing a song. Baxter, Bextor.
I suddenly doubted myself. Sophie Ellis-Bextor has obviously had a massive resurgence with Murder on the Dance Floor because of the film Saltburn.
Mm.
And I thought the film Saltburn was fine.
Right.
It was all right.
You're not giving 10 out of 10?
It was a 7.5.
Okay.
It was good. It was just over-chatted.
Yes. Well, if you follow me on Twitter, I do short reviews of every single new film I watch this year.
Okay.
And I explained the reason it was so popular was it came out during that time between Christmas and New Year's when no one knows what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
So it was sort of the only film to watch.
Yeah, it's limbo time, that.
But the playlist was amazing, including the great choice of Cold War Kids and Block Party tracks as well. Anyway, that song has gone massive now. It's a scene at the end... Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Right, well, there's a scene at the end, basically, where they play that song and the main character is walking naked through the house.
Right, I might have seen that clip, I think.
Funny that that's the clip you went looking
for. Yeah, weird that.
Haven't seen the rest of the film. Yeah. Cut straight to the end.
Naked clips, that's the first one that comes up.
Yeah.
Apparently, on Bing.
So anyway, the song's had a massive resurgence. But you know what's really cool? Because... I mean, it makes me feel old, but lots of young people had never heard that song before.
I know, it's worrying, isn't it?
And now it's massive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't know this. It was originally going to be performed by somebody else. They wrote it and then turned it down, but Sophie Ellis-Bextor believed in it and wanted to do it. So, it was originally written by Greg Alexander of the New Radicals.
Oh, okay, yes, I know he writes a lot.
Yeah, he's written for Tina Turner and
everybody.
Some huge artists.
Yeah.
So, he got... stuck, his car broke down on the way to a gig in Detroit, and whilst they're waiting to be rescued, he sat in the back of the car with an acoustic guitar, and he started writing a song, and he wrote the lyrics, it's Murder on the Dance Floor, but you better not kill the groove.
Wow.
And loads of different lyrics. So Sophie changed a lot of the lyrics, but she kept that.
Mm.
But anyway, never been really heard before, he released a little clip.
Oh, did he?
Of them performing the original. And this is fascinating. It.
No, it's good.
I'll tell you what.
It's good, that.
The lesson there is Murder on the Dance Floor is a banger in any form.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
What a track it is. Now, I don't want to question Greg Alexander, who, like we say, I mean, he's written songs for The Strokes and for Tina Turner. He's a huge producer and writer.
Mm.
They didn't have that many hits.
No.
And I can't but help but feel that they passed on a good one there.
Yeah, I think so too.
Not the smartest thing they ever did.
Didn't he just have enough of being a pop star, basically, when I don't need to do this, I'll just write for other
people. He just, exactly that. He basically didn't really enjoy the being the front man, and he just enjoyed writing and producing songs for everyone else. So he just gave songs to Tina Turner and The Strokes instead. Very, very cool. But he does spell Greg with two G's.
Ah.
Which, unless you're a bakery, I don't trust that.
That's it.
It's creepy behaviour, that.
It is slightly.
Creepy behaviour. Anyone that adds an extra... letter to their name is strange. Like if you were Dom.
Yeah, that would be weird. Or D-Dom is even weirder. Or Doom.
Or.
Hey, now that is cool.
Doom.
Hey. Like the rapper MF Doom.
That's it.
That could have been you. Or like the Tim Vine joke. I had a teacher at my school called Mr. Plum, but it was spelt with two M's. It was Mr. Plum.
That's very good.
Come on, that's good stuff.
That's good. Morning, right. Tim Vine.
Morning, Tim Vine. I love you. 8:16, Friday morning, Kasabian call. That's funny, isn't it?
It's really funny. It is actually very funny.
This is the new one from Kasabian. As Johnny Vaughan describes it, it has an irrespinsible. Johnny said it had an irrespinsible drop in the middle.
Yeah.
That's a really good song.
Isn't it? I love it.
So good. What a band, what a song.
Mm.
Happy Friday. Now, some exciting news. Don, would you ever consider being frozen and coming back later?
Would I? Sure.
Yeah?
I mean, never say never.
Captain, would you be up for the whole freezing thing?
I think I'd do it all now.
What, so you'd freeze yourself now?
No. As in, I'll just do all my living now.
Oh, yeah, you're just going to squeeze it into the next few years.
Just get it all done when it's meant to.
Yeah. Isn't Walt Disney frozen?
Yes, well, apparently.
Is that a rumour? Because that's the stupid thing. People always do it at the end of their life. So even if they unfreeze you, you're going to be like 90.
Yeah, this
I've got is a it. Bad back now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to get in early, don't you?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
32.
Yeah.
I reckon now's a good time.
32, 33, something like that.
How cold is the freezer at work?
Yeah. Just cold enough, Tobes, you're pleased today.
I'd imagine it's more complicated than that.
I think so.
Because if you just go out... I don't know how this all works, right?
Oh, that's clear.
Yeah. But how does it... Because if people, like, get stuck in the Arctic Circle...
Yeah.
They just freeze to death.
Yes.
So what's the difference between that...
Yeah.
Like, can I just, like...
Mm.
Like, when, like, if I knew, like, one of my loved ones was on their last legs...
Right.
Could I just quickly get in the freezer?
Yeah.
We'll bring you back in a bit.
I don't know if it works like
Move
that.
Move some turkey dinosaurs and peas out the way. Make some room for them. Do you know what I mean?
You almost need an expert to talk to you about it.
It can't be as simple as just freezing them.
I would have thought so, no.
Well, you probably will be attached to like a drip or something. You're going to have some sort of something keeping you going.
Yeah.
Don't know. this is like... I think I've had this chat at 4 a.m. at Glastonbury before.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Outside my tent at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
How do they freeze people, man? Well, anyway, there's the company Colossal Biosciences.
Mm. Colossal?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're the ones who are talking about bringing back the woolly mammoth.
Right, okay.
They've been wanging on about this for a while now. Mm. Actually, I'm getting sick to the teeth of it, frankly.
Yeah.
But they reckon they can bring the woolly mammoth back by 2028.
Why that date?
That's the target they've set themselves.
Okay.
They're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth, which I think, bring back David Bowie.
Mm.
Like, what am I going to do with a woolly mammoth?
I don't think they take requests.
Well, clearly, because no one was asking for the woolly mammoth.
Mm.
Like, you know, the woolly mammoth's not going to release any bangers.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Not as far as we know.
No, so they're aiming for 2028. However, they are getting closer, and they've said they're on course for their 2028 date.
So what do they do and how...
I don't know. It's basically, from what I can gather, it's Jurassic Park.
Right.
They've got a bit of DNA.
So they're going to make one.
They're going to make it.
Right.
And that went well.
Yeah. Learn your lesson, guys. So a firm in Australia has managed to make meatballs out of woolly mammoth. I'm not lying.
It's one of the strangest things you've ever said.
I'm not lying. They use the DNA from a woolly mammoth, and again, I'm glossing over the science, but they then used a sequence of woolly mammoth DNA muscle protein where there were gaps in the sequence. DNA from elephants was used before the meat was grown inside myoblast stem cells from sheep. And they think this could be a way of making sustainable food for the future, because obviously we're eating too much chicken.
We are.
Too much cow. But what we're not eating enough is woolly mammoth.
Oh.
Now, they put a photo out of it. It is the size of a bowling ball.
Is it really? Well, it would be, though, wouldn't it?
But just to make it a bit more palatable, because already I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, you want golf ball size, ideally.
Give us
you?
A gnaw. I don't want that in a ragu.
No.
Size of it. But anyway, they reckon 2028, we're going to have woolly mammoths, and in the very near future, we can eat woolly mammoth meatballs.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if this is good or bad news, but it felt important.
Well, it's a breakthrough of sorts, isn't it?
8:27. Friday morning. Hard by. Hard to beat. Radio X. Hard fire, hard to beat on Radio X. As always, if you just tune in, we've been bringing you all the big topics. We're just talking about the fact that scientists are still trying to bring back the woolly mammoth.
Mm.
They reckon by 2028, where are they going to put them?
That's my first thought. Where will they live then?
Yeah, like,
what do you do with them?
Like, just walking down the high street.
Yeah.
There's a woolly mammoth.
Are they dangerous?
They're massive.
No, I know they're massive, but
Captain, they're massive with big tusks. Yes, they're pretty dangerous.
They're really dangerous.
No, but so, I mean, it feels like, let's bring something back that could potentially...
Like the dodo. The dodo's doing no harm.
No, exactly.
Bring back the dodo.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, the dodo must be livid, actually, that the mammoth has jumped the queue.
And the dodo.
Because you say, as dead as a dodo, we talk about, when you think of extinction, the first thing you think is dodo.
Dodo, yeah.
That's true, actually.
And they've gone, I know what we'll bring back. Woolly mammoth. Dodo's going, hang on.
Yeah.
I'm the famous one.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
I was option one.
Yeah, livid. I asked why they don't bring back something useful like David Bowie.
Yes.
Someone texts in saying David Bowie was cremated. Sorry, yeah. I'd imagine you can't really freeze.
Right, no, that's
true. It's a bit late. I remember on Would I Lie to You once, Charlie Brooker was on.
Right.
And he's signed up to be frozen.
Has he?
But David Mitchell made a good point. It sort of depends how you die.
Yeah.
Because as David Mitchell points out, if you fall from a meat grinder, then you're only really good for shepherd's pie.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
These are the big topics.
Okay.
Are they? I didn't know your sentence was going to end with the word shepherd's pie there, for honest with you.
Yeah, I couldn't have called that.
No, definitely not.
I can't say I'm surprised, but I couldn't have called that.
I didn't see it coming myself.
No.
And I was saying it. Right, just under half an hour to go until a wonderful hour of music. I'll explain more in a sec.
Radio X.
Fall Out Boy, Sugar We're Going Down on Radio X. It is 8:45. No, Dom. Morning to my friend Rob.
Ah.
Oh, it's a shame I can't tell any of that on air.
No.
Absolutely
not. It's just a silly school pranky joke thing.
At school, my friend Rob and I used to change the lyrics to songs. Now, I'm not going to say it, Captain.
Yeah, well, you just said not going to do it and you started.
We used to change the lyrics to songs to make them inappropriate because we were 15. And we had a very good one for Fall Out Boy, Sugar We're Going Down. That's all I'm going to say on the matter, okay? Now, something very wonderful has happened over the last couple of days. Because if you're listening on Wednesday, Rich Wolfenden, Radio X's Rich Wolfenden, who does the Indie Night on Fridays and Saturdays nights, came in for a chat. And he is running the London Marathon for our beautiful charity, Globals Make Some Noise, which supports over 100 small charities around the UK that cover absolutely everything. Food banks, mental health, domestic violence helplines, carer support, community projects, employment programmes. The list goes on. The list is endless, OK? And good old Rich is running the marathon. He even went for a half-mile run round the park on his birthday last weekend. He then went to the pub and ate his own body weight, but he did a half marathon first.
He did. Oh, I thought he said a half mile run.
You're thinking I could do that. Yeah. No one's raising money for you, are they?
That's a five-minute run.
So he's got until the 21st of April. Mm. That's the big day. That's the London Marathon Day. And he set a fundraising target of £2,000. And he would be absolutely chuffed if he could raise £2,000. So he came on. And I was really hoping we were going to cross over the £2,000 barrier when he was with us on Wednesday.
Right.
Do you know, it was a little bit, not annoying, because thank you to everyone that donated, but we went off air at 10 and we got the final total and it was actually way higher than we realised. We'd gone up to about 1,700.
Yeah.
Now,
it's
I'm
very close.
Playing golf with Rich today.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like marathon training to me.
No,
shouldn't you be running, runner boy?
Yeah.
But it would be really nice if when I see Rich in a few hours, I can give him the good news.
Mm.
Because here's how it works. And he'll be asleep. I know Rich. He'll be asleep.
Okay. Right.
He doesn't actually see the updated total from the text money. He sees the stuff on his page.
Mm.
But the text money goes to Globals Make Some Noise and then they keep him updated on
right.
it. So I could give him the good news in person.
Oh, that would be nice.
When I see him in a few hours.
Perhaps film the moment on the first tee.
Yes.
Mm.
Or, if he's beating me, tell him in his backswing.
Yeah, that's right.
Rich, I've got some good news.
Oh, shanked it.
Oh, sorry, Rich, you're in the lake.
Sorry, is that a bad time?
So the updated total is, bear in mind his target was £2,000, £1,931.
Whoa.
Don't know where the £1 came from.
No.
No idea.
That's a good point, actually.
So we need 7 texts.
Yeah.
7 on a Friday. If you're going to go out all weekend and be a disgrace of a human being, you're going to go out and you're going to drink far too much and make decisions you regret in the morning and for the rest of your life. If you donate £10 now to Rich running the marathon, your good deed for the weekend is done.
Mm.
You can rest on your laurels for the rest of the weekend. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
I think that's how it works.
As the policeman's putting you in the back of a police car, you can say, but officer, I donated £10 to Rich Wolfenden. To donate £10 to this wonderful cause, and fair play to Rich for doing it as well, because anyone that's ever run a marathon will tell you it is way harder than you could ever possibly imagine.
It's too far.
It's too far. Mm. I don't know whose idea it was, but it's a silly distance. And the training is very difficult and very lonely as well. And Rich is right in the middle of that at the moment, although he seems to find time for golf. To donate £10, text RICH10, that's without a space, so it's RICH10, to 70766. 100% of your donation, every single penny of it, will go to Global's Make Some Noise. Okay?
Mm.
Now, 7 texts this morning, and we cross over the £2,000 barrier.
Come on now, people.
It would be so nice to do it just in time for the weekend. I know that it is genuinely the toughest time that I can remember in my lifetime at the moment for people financially, and it is very, very difficult. I promise you, you will never donate £10 that does more good than the £10 that you donate this morning. It covers absolutely everything Global's Make Some Noise. And because the charities we pick out are such small charities, we were talking about this the other day, some of them have one member of staff.
Yeah.
The money just goes straight to the source. Mm. It goes straight to where the money is needed most, and it will make a huge, huge difference. So, yes, to donate £10, text RICH, R-I-C-H, 10, without a space, to 70766. 100% of your donation will go to Global's Make Some Noise. Surely. We'll have an update in a sec. But first, I absolutely love this track. Dominic Byrne, you listened to pretty much this full album yesterday.
I did on my drive home. I absolutely loved it, I have to say.
They are just absolutely killing it at the moment. The Last Dinner Party, you may have seen them. They're absolutely everywhere. They've had a number one album. They're winning awards. This track is beautiful. It's called Nothing Matters by The Last Dinner Party on Radio X. I have my sentence now. Love it. The Last Dinner Party, Nothing Matters. Although, a word of warning, if you do love that song as much as we do, somebody texted into my show the other day saying, didn't quite realise how sweary the original is.
It is, yeah.
And put it on to make myself look cool in front of my children, and then immediately regretted it. Hello to Stephen Wakefield, says, The Last Dinner Party have been appearing on my Spotify for the last couple of months. I'm 43 and cool.
There you are.
Says Steve. Proof. Yes, you are, Steve. And you know you're cool because you had to say it. That's
exactly
how you can tell. Captain, have we got an update on Rich Wolfenden?
Well, have we?
I don't know.
No, have we?
Yeah,
we
no, do, seriously,
yeah.
Have we?
Yeah, we do. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, we're over £2,000.
Hey!
Well done, everyone. Thanks for donating.
Thanks, everyone. That's amazing.
I'm not just saying this to stay in work. Our listeners are the best.
The best.
I absolutely love our listeners. Thank you so much to everyone that's donated to Rich Wolfenden. And so far, the race isn't until the 21st of April. We want to raise a lot more than that, of course, but it's so nice that he's hit his target now. That motivation for him doing the training over the next 6 weeks is going to be massive.
It means he definitely can't pull out now.
Oh, God, no.
That's it. He's committed, isn't he?
I'll think less of him than I already do.
Yeah, that's saying something, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Right, we have got an International Women's Day hour of music on the way after 9 o'clock, and it is very, very good indeed. It includes all of these. It is going to be such a good hour. I promise you, or your money back. Dom will reimburse you personally. 8:54, Friday morning, Good Charlotte, girls and boys on Radio X. Good Charlotte, girls and boys. Someone steps in saying, have we heard the parrot story yet?
Oh.
Of course. Right, I've got to do an hour of music for International Women's Day and yeah. I must do the parrot story.
That's it.
Because Chris is back on Monday, so if I don't do it in the next hour...
Yeah, it's on hold, isn't it?
We'll never get round to it.
No.
Yes, an International Women's Day hour of music on the way, including... Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
For Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic, and thank you for not even asking about the cricket.
Yes,
sorry. This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Well, it's not going well, is it?
No, it's going very, very badly. Okay, it is International Women's Day today, and as somebody who grew up with four older sisters and their mum, I'm acutely aware that women... are better than us in every single way.
Mm.
They are so much better.
That's not even up for debate.
No.
It really is. That is just a fact.
And there's no one listening getting offended by that.
No.
There's just guys going, yeah, and women going, well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Why does it take me so long?
And one thing that women can do exceptionally well is music. So I have got an hour until 10 o'clock of just... either female bands or female artists or female-led bands. And I promise you, you're in for a treat. And I'm starting with Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains. I'm only happy when it... Catatonia, Mulder and Scully. It's 9:12, it's Friday morning, it's International Women's Day. And so we're doing an hour of music until 10 o'clock. It's all female artists, female-fronted bands. So we've had Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains. We've had Catatonia, Mulder and Scully. And next up, we've got a hugely underplayed Florence and the Machine track, but one of my favourites, because this is Kiss With A Fist. You hit me once, I hit you back. Yeah, International Women's Day. I've picked out an hour of tunes between 9 and 10 this morning. We've had Garbage, Catatonia, Florence and the Machine, Paramore as well. The Big Ginger Lad is on top form today, says John the Lockkeeper near Walton-on-Thames. Morning, Toby, Dom and Captain Crapbeard. Great selection so far, says Harry and Lincoln as well. Yeah, keep your tweets and texts coming in until 10 o'clock. It's just nothing but badass women.
Radio X.
You're feeling happy. One of the greatest voices of all time. And what a song. Hedonism by the band Skunk Ananzi on Radio X on International Women's Day. Hello to Jez, who says, good morning, Toby. Loving the tune. Someone just sets in saying, yes, Toby, with four exclamation marks after that. And hello to Amanda in Belfast. By the way, Belfast went for the first time last year. One of my favourite cities in the world. I can't wait to go back. It's so good.
It's absolutely great.
I'm going to go back this year, 100%. Yes, Toby, awesome female musician tunes for International Women's Day. Hugely motivating me. I'm currently lifting weights in the gym this morning. I'm usually here at 6 a.m, but I came later today as I have a day off. But no gym sessions missed yet this year. Happy International Women's Day to every single lady out there trying their best. You are all awesome, says Amanda in Belfast. Fair play as well. She's like, I'm usually in the gym at 6 a.m, but it's my day off, so I'm in at 9 o'clock instead. Yeah, Amanda, you're much better than me. Now, next up, if you woke up and you're tired and it's Friday and it's a bit cold and you're like, oh, I don't know, and you're like, how ready for the weekend am I? After this, you're going to be pumped, because this is Yeah, Yeah, Yes. The Cranberries, Zombie. I mean, it's guaranteed to get an unbelievable reaction, isn't it? I was just telling everyone in the studio, if you do one thing this weekend, just type in Cranberries Zombie into YouTube and watch the top video of them performing this in Ireland in front of a crowd that is just losing its mind. I genuinely watch it once a month. It's stunning. Yes, Toby, you absolutely beautiful ginger flapjack.
Ah, what a lovely thing.
Yes, Toby, I was so hoping you'd play Zombie. Awesome tune. Great hour so far. Zombie, oh my God, Toby, you're the best. Love, Amanda. Brilliant playlist today. These are so good. And I'll tell you what, Tobes, Miles has got some competition for the Platinum Hour. Nothing but bangers today. You've excelled yourself, and it's not often you can say that.
I like that.
There's a compliment in there somewhere, I think, from Johnny in Torquay. It's International Women's Day. There's just over 20 minutes left of this International Women's Day Hour of Music. Radio X. Amy Winehouse, you know I'm no good. I cheated myself. International Women's Day. Like I knew. Max says you can't have International Women's Day without a bit of Amy. I told you, I'm in trouble. Yeah, you know that I'm low, I'm low. You also can't have International Women's Day without an actual woman, which is why I'm pleased to say that we have Polly James with us this morning to
Polly.
Bring some much-needed balance.
Why do you assume, Tobe?
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. No, I am a full woman,
Are you?
Yeah.
You're not semi-skimmed. You're fully
woman.
Fully fledged.
Someone says, hi, Toby, can you please bring to Polly's attention what she said to you after the news at 10, please?
Oh, what did I say?
Yesterday, I understand there was a minor technical mishap.
Oh, I blamed it all on you, yes.
Oh, yes.
Nothing to do with me, but apparently you said, Toby's been rubbing off on me. Now, that is libelous.
Blimey.
Well, I stepped into your shoes and then it all went wrong, Toby. Yeah. So, sorry about that, Tim.
Okay, well, just try and keep it under control from 10 o'clock, because it can get pretty confusing back here. I love the idea of mansplaining to a woman on international. If you need any help with the buttons, Polly, I'm here. Yeah. Right.
Thanks for that, Deb.
And the irony of you doing it as well. It only helps me.
In fact, here we go. This is yesterday.
Toby's rubbing off on me.
Now.
Now.
I'd like to speak to HR and clear the air, because that is libelous.
Yeah.
Well, the request hour is on the way with the wonderful Polly James, and you can tweet at Radio X, hashtag the request hour, and send a text to 83936. Now, before I go, I've got time for two very quick songs if I shut up and stop talking. And I'm starting with this. Oh, Patti Smith, Because the Night, on Radio X International Women's Day. Patti Smith, Because the Night. What a track. 9:54, International Women's Day. I'm back in tomorrow morning from 8 o'clock. I will see you there. Thank you very much, Captain Crapbeard and Dominic Byrne.
Cheers,
and intern
times.
Bella, and to the Daily Star. And executive producer Pip, who's with us at the start of the week as well. Now, Chris Miles returns on Monday, and he's given you the chance all week to win an adventure and a trip away for you and your mates. It is thanks to the new show, The Completely Made-Up Adventures of Dick Turpin, with Noel Fielding in it, which is available to watch now on Apple TV+. So make sure you listen to Chris and the team when he returns on Monday from 6:30 to 10 for your chance to enter. Have a lovely weekend, whatever you're up to. The request hour is on the way. And I'm going to finish with Wet Leg and Shay's Long. I never did the parrot story. Mummy, daddy, look at me. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Oh, shall we?
Let's.
I need to. My phone really interferes with.
No. Yeah, it does.
Why is it? Why my one and nobody else?
I haven't heard that sort of thing since sort of 2010.
No. Look, a little bit. Oh, but mine's massive.
Are we on now?
Hello.
Are we genuinely recording?
We are recording now.
Yeah. Oh, good. You won't use that.
Why is yours so big?
I don't know. Do you remember the days of when you went to go and get on the internet, but then like. Someone would need to use the phone.
Yes,
dial-up.
So you couldn't do both. Now, I can never quite remember when things stopped. I don't know. Our listeners are roughly sort of 25 to 40, sort of the average wheelhouse.
Average, I guess.
Would 25-year-olds remember dial-up internet?
I was talking to Phoenix about this, our Viz producer.
How old's Phoenix?
23.
Not a clue. Not a clue.
No idea.
Or even the term he's never heard of.
I think he's heard about it.
Right, okay.
Yeah. As in, you know, like what happened in a billion years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you couldn't use the phone when you're on the internet. It's like...
Yeah, what came first, T-Rex or dial-up internet?
Exactly, yeah.
To him, it's the same.
Yeah. That's mad. Now we need to find the cut-off point. Mm. So there'll be... Chris, can you walk out? There's loads of people in the building. Mm-hmm. Can you go and find me a 24-year-old?
Right.
And then a 25-year-old, just every age up until 32.
Yeah.
And we'll get them in.
Right. Stand them side by side.
And we'll ask them if they know. Yeah.
Hands up if you remember.
Yeah. And then we can find the cutoff point.
Yeah. So we're doing market research. Let me just double check.
Yeah,
we're doing market research about the knowledge of dial-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some say it's niche.
Yeah.
But we say it's, you know, it's just fun, isn't it?
Just an excuse to get you out the studio so me and Dom can talk about you on the podcast.
That's it.
Well, I'll tell you what, easier way. Tweet Dom.
What?
Your age and whether you remember dial-up connection.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you are, like, I would like your Twitter all weekend to be inundated of a bloke just going, "Hi, Steve here, 56. Yeah. I remember dial-up connection."
So, absolutely, that would do it.
No matter your age.
Dom is a twit.
Yeah, at Dom is a twit.
Use it wisely, guys.
And just let Dom know if you remember dial-up connection.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear from you.
And don't just tweet him once, because he might not see it the first time.
Well, this is it. Bombard me. Come on, I dare you. Bombard me.
So Phoenix has just texted.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, "Me, 24, no idea." Yeah. Yaz, who also works in the Viz for Capital. Yaz, 25, no idea.
Ooh. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
And she also with notes saying, thought it was a rotary phone.
What, she thought the dial-up connection meant as in the phones where you twist numbers around?
You put your finger in and move
How old do you think I am? Does Yaz think that we speak in those phones where you have one bit for your mouth and one for your ear?
There's only, 7 years difference?
Yeah,
that's mad.
And culturally, there's a big gap there.
When does Yaz turn 26 so I can ask her then if she remembers dial-up connection?
Because that's how that works.
Of all the technological advances... Oh, by the way, welcome to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X podcast.
We didn't say that bit.
Of all the advances in technology, I am sad that I wasn't around for, you know, those big cameras.
Yes.
Where the bloke goes underneath a curtain.
Yes.
And then...
Oh, absolutely. And the light bulb explodes.
Explodes and then dust goes everywhere.
See, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that use like a light bulb at a time? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it literally... It does break into smithereens every time you take a picture.
So that cameraman was just going around with a bag full of light bulbs.
Now, do you know what you two missed out on as well?
Now,
my Uncle David had one of the first home video cameras.
Like the massive
one. The massive one. And you carry the battery pack on like a strap.
And did
it
have like two massive reels on it? Is it one of those ones?
No, it wasn't one of those. It had a proper big cassette and stuff, but they weighed an absolute ton. The focus was awful. So when you're going from inside to outside, you get that horrible light flare thing every time you come back in. The sound on it was dreadful, but you were making like home movies.
Were you?
You know what I mean?
He really was your uncle, wasn't he?
My uncle David.
Doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
It's my Uncle David.
It's a family trait.
I always knew it was hereditary.
It was wildlife. That's what he was doing. It was wildlife. And he was doing wildlife.
Yeah, I've seen those Attenborough programs too.
What was it? It was 70s it was.
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, they didn't shave much back then, so it was like watching wildlife.
Don't besmirch the good name of my Uncle David.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. He was a farmer in Norfolk.
Sorry. Oh, now that explains everything.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
That explains it. Well, I guess we're in Norfolk, you know, those sort of videos and wildlife videos are one and the same.
That's it.
Now.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to Uncle David. It's Friday. We're recording this on Friday. And thank you very much if you listen to the show this week. I very sincerely, so some of the chats, I lose sight of what chats we've had off air and on air.
I know.
Because off air we talk so much rubbish and on air we talk so much rubbish.
Yeah.
There's blurred lines. Mm. Got them blurred lines.
Very good.
Was it off air that we were discussing if you could make any animal the size of a horse?
No, that was off air.
Was that off air?
Off air. Yeah.
But it's good stuff.
We should have done it on air.
Yeah.
We've taken much worse stuff than that on air.
I said, so you asked the question in a very highbrow way. What animal would you essentially, what's the scariest animal to, you know, to be reincarnated the size of a horse? I went scorpion straight away.
If a scorpion the size of a horse.
Oh, that would be terrifying. You said crab.
I went crab because there's two pincers.
That's it.
Mm. Imagine that coming at you.
What did you say, Captain?
What did I say?
You're scared of horses anyway.
I'm scared of horses. Ultimately,
So your answer is horse.
Yeah, horse.
You'd hate to see a horse-sized horse.
Yeah, that is the nightmare, actually.
Yeah.
Would it be... Now, we've talked about this before, I think. So that wouldn't even be a funny area for you to lock you in a stables.
No. And do you know what? I'll offer a lot of things to the show.
Yeah.
But seeing me react to a horse, it's just not funny.
Well, really? Captain, I've got some bad news for you. Dom, open the doors of the studio.
Bring in the
horse.
It's
Mr. Ed.
Ah, bring in the
But that was an off-air chat that we had.
It was, yeah.
I think I said squirrel, which is actually not nearly as terrifying as a scorpion
and then
or a
you
crab.
Told a story about you being attacked by a squirrel.
About the time I got attacked by a squirrel in a bin.
Was that on air?
That was off-air.
Off-air as well.
You probably think that off-air we're having chats like, right, what link are we doing next?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No. I was just asking Dom and Captain if any animal was the size of a horse, which would be the scariest. I'd also, honourable mention.
Go on.
Spider.
Oh,
big spider.
Can you imagine Pippa with a tarantula the size of a horse?
Oh, my God. Doesn't bear thinking about.
Does not bear thinking about.
Yeah, exactly. But it was during this conversation about which animal would be the most scary if it was the size of a horse. I turned to Captain and Dom and I said completely sincerely, I think it's best that Chris is back on Monday.
Yeah, he did. Yes, you did.
There was about a 5-second pause of you sitting back in your chair.
And there was no argument from anyone in the room.
No. I think we all just went, I think it's best.
I think it's best if.
I don't think the early morning air sits well with me.
Do you not think?
I think I go slightly more insane and delirious than usual.
You come into your own at sort of 10 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you've heard the show.
Yeah, sorry, 12:30.
I've always said about 1:30 p.m.
Right, okay.
If they could get a mic in front of me then, my ratings would be unbelievable. So, yes, thank you very much for putting up with me this week. But Chris Moyles is back on Monday, unless you're listening to this in the future, in which case we might all be dead.
Oh,
okay.
Blimey.
Now, I promised I would do the parrot story in the podcast.
Oh, yes.
But we don't have time.
I'll tell you what.
We don't have time in this intro because we need to get into the podcast. I'll do the parrot story at the end of the podcast.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Feel great about it.
But you're not allowed. Hey, you're not allowed to just skip to the end of the podcast. I know you want the parrot goodness, but you've got to earn it.
Mm.
You have to endure the entire podcast.
Enjoy, you mean? You mean enjoy?
Oh, sorry, I always get those two
mixed up. Do you
remember
that? Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah.
You have to enjoy.
You enjoy your job. You don't endure your job, do you?
Yes, that's right. It. Yes. Yeah. Basically, listen to the whole podcast. And then at the end, if you get to the end, you'll have earned the right to hear the parrot story that all week I've been trying to find time for in the show, but I just never quite had enough time to do it. So enjoy / endure what's coming up. Parrot story at the end of the podcast. See you on the other side. Right, lovely. What's this? Outro.
This is the outro. We did go into it properly, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I set it up.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, crash, bang, wallop. What a podcast.
Amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good stuff. I genuinely have no idea what just happened.
No. No.
Well, because
a lot of it was a blur, wasn't it?
Well, no. But genuinely, because I don't know what's, you know, was decided for the podcast got into it. But I'm never going to listen to this because I was there.
Mm.
I don't need to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did the intro and then we just left the beat and now we're doing the outro. Right. And I have no idea what they've just endured or enjoyed.
Okay. Well, I imagine it was wonderful. A lot of it was wonderful, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget to tweet Dom your age.
Yes.
And if you remember dial-up internet connection. And remember, you don't have to tweet him once. Because he's got a busy weekend, so it's good to really inundate him.
Absolutely. That would be lovely. Thank you, Toes.
Hey, as if by magic...
Go on.
Is Polly James here by any chance?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Polly.
Hi.
I thought I saw you sitting over there.
Hi, Polly.
Hey, hey.
Hello. Polly, this is a dangerous question to ask any lady, but are you willing to divulge your age?
Tell me how what do you reckon I am?
21.
21.
Yeah.
21. 21 months.
21.
21 months. No, I'm 37.
What?
No.
What?
She genuinely am shocked by that.
Polly,
you can't lie to us.
You're
you
so
can't
good.
Lie, Polly.
Yes. Okay, no, yeah, 37. 38 this year.
Well, then you are no use to us whatsoever for this conversation.
Oh, did you want a Gen Z or something?
I needed somebody younger than 32, and I genuinely thought you might be, Polly, which is a hell of a compliment. I genuinely
that.
Did.
Well, try me.
Well, we're going to ask, do you remember dial-up internet?
I do remember.
Yeah. Sorry, no, that was... I didn't say crazy frog. I said, do you remember...
That was a bit crazy frog-like, wasn't it?
That's not a bad impression, though. So. That's quite good, I thought.
Well, so far we found... How old's Yaz in Viz?
25.
So she's 25. She doesn't remember dial-up internet.
No.
I remember dial-up internet. We're trying to find that middle...
Yeah.
We're trying to find where the worlds collide.
Yeah.
Where's the cutoff point of dial-up internet? But remember, no matter what your age is, tweet Dom is a twit on Twitter over the weekend and just ask him, just tell him whether you remember dial-up internet. So, hi, Dom.
I'd love to know.
It's Mary here. Mm. I don't remember dial-up internet. Send tweet.
Yeah.
Well, including an age.
Oh, yeah.
The age is crucial.
The sample doesn't... Otherwise, we learn nothing.
I'm honest, Captain. I don't care if they send their age.
Oh, I'm not. None of us are going to read through these.
Yeah, no,
yeah, only you,
only me.
Yeah,
I mean, I can send them. I can send all the ones I get to all of you.
No, do you know what?
Don't do that.
You look after them.
Right. Okay.
And I'll let you know if I need them.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll stick them in a folder.
Now, very quickly, I have to do this story about the parrot.
Oh yes, of course.
I meant to do this on Monday's show.
Yeah.
And then we kept having more things happen.
Yeah.
And I've never been able to do it. And I've been having people text and tweet me all week saying, when are we going to get the story about the parrot? And so...
Kev texted earlier today, Friday, said, 4 days, still no bloody parrot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kev. That right, Kev, this is for you, Kev. And Lisa, who's been really desperate to hear the story about the parrot. So, it's not going to be worth it after all this.
Oh, absolutely not.
But, so, a man whose pet parrot and his best friend... went missing recently, has been searching high and low for his parrot, right?
Yeah.
And he's been looking everywhere for it, and he's put up posters, and nobody has found his parrot.
Okay.
But then, the other day, you will never believe what happened.
Go on.
So, a lady was walking down the street, he can't find his parrot, and there...